you've just caught a big trout. About the only thing that can compare with the thrill of catching it is the joy of eating it. But what you don't need is the toxins that accumulate in fish. This is David Winkleman with Outdoor Trivia. What can you do while cleaning a fish to reduce the amount of toxins you might eat? And I'll be back with the answer right after this.
The first commercial break goes here.
Welcome back to Outdoor Trivia. What can you do while cleaning a fish to reduce the toxins that you might eat? You can cut off the fat. By removing the fat and the skin, you get rid of many of the toxins that accumulate during a fish's life. One of the problems with toxins like PCBs is the older the fish is, the more it builds up. And since the biggest fish are usually the oldest, the nice big trout you brought home could contain some toxins. By removing the fat from the belly, back, and lateral lines, which is easily done on a big trout, you'll be eating a lot healthier. Now, Bog Frog will return with a healthy tip on ecology.
The second commercial break goes here.
This is Bog Frog with a friendly tip. Did you know that many powdered cleansers can cause water pollution when you dump them down the drain? A good alternative for cleaning sinks and bathtubs is plain old baking soda. If people can use it to clean their teeth, chances are that it's frog-friendly, too.